there. But Tucker does get the ball on the arrow. And they'll have to inbound the ball in front of the Preston bench. Three-quarter court inbound for the Mount Lions with 4.7 seconds to go. Plenty of time to dribble the ball off the floor and do something with it.
I know what I'd do, Chris. I know whose hands I'd. I know who on our team can get the ball off the court faster than anybody we got.
Yeah,
Ethan Preston. Make something happen. That's what I'd do. I'd set a pick if they put any pressure in the backcourt. Get him the ball and go.
We'll be interested to see what Preston does defensively out of this timeout. Do they pick him up and press him here off the inbound?
Ethan Croston's 4.7 is enough time for him to get down the court, penetrate, kick. And they are going to full court press, which I'm surprised. Very surprised they're going to full court press, especially with Ethan Croston. I would have probably gone some half court pressure. Full court press is going to potentially allow Ethan to get.
So instead of inbounding the ball in front of the Preston bench, they're going to make Mason inbound it underneath the Preston basket. Bounces into Croson. Here comes Ethan up the floor. Clock at two from half court at the buzzer. Good if it goes. And oh my goodness, he had a half court shot at the buzzer to win the game. Oh my goodness gracious, Ethan Croson from half court hits a three-pointer to win the game with a second on the clock as he let it go.
Wow.
61-58 final score as Ethan Croston buries a three at the horn from half court just over the timeline to win the game.
I was just getting ready.
I was just getting ready to say,
Chris, what are you doing? You got 2 seconds. You can get closer, but he didn't need to get any closer, Chris. Half court was close enough, and he buried it.